This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, day one isolation broadcast show. Any word on Isla? Is Isla up yet? I'm wondering if
she is up and ready to go.
Oh, fantastic. Hit the sounder.
Wait, come here. Come here. Okay, read it.
My dad's news is brought to you by radio.com. Radio.com is an app. You get it on your phone. And then you listen to Sarah and my dad on your phone.
Well done.
I'm not done yet.
Take it away. Sorry, Isla.
I love my doll to the moon and back because she makes me happy.
Okay, great.
Oh, is that Blair we're talking about?
Okay, now get out of here.
No. She should stay for a minute. I have a couple questions about Blair.
You did an incredible job. Incredible.
I have more to say to her.
You'll get to talk to her in days to come.
Oh.
Let's not get too crazy. That part, though, she wrote that down on the other side of her commercial tag. She wrote, "I love my doll," to the end. I was like, well, I can't stop her from reading that, can I?
No, you can't. And I can't wait to hear all the things that I want the whole segment, what Isla likes.
Okay, well.
I'm really into that.
Right now, I'm going to do a little bit of news and some nonsense, if I could. So here's what's happening. On the bright side, and we'd mentioned this earlier a little bit, of the self-quarantining and some of the issues that come up with that. On the bright side, I want to say Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day is posting videos of his fans reposting videos of his fans who are using their quarantine time to cover his songs. And I was watching that. It's awesome. It's such a cool thing to see. As China is sort of coming out of the major shutdowns and trying to get back to normal, apparently divorce rates are spiking there maybe they're saying some couples spent too much time together.
It could happen.
I don't know if that's the case or what.
You need to self-isolate within your marriage. Like, you stay in your room, Vinny, and I mean people in general, not just you guys, you know. I can tell I'm getting on John's nerves. I had to wake him up to fix whatever was happening in here earlier.
Well, listen, this broadcast is important.
I agree.
Because of the toilet paper shortage, sales of bidets are through the roof. So
I have a bidet right now.
Oh my God. You know, do you remember when I went to Hawaii?
Yeah.
And they had that there in the hotel room we were staying at. And frankly, that's pleasurable. I don't know what to say other than I did find myself going, I could get used to this.
Yeah, it's
It's nice.
I never know exactly how to use it. Like, are you supposed to face the wall?
No, you sit down like a regular toilet.
It doesn't have a seat, Bryn. How am I sitting down like a regular toilet?
Oh, you're talking about the ones in Europe.
We're talking about bidets.
Oh, we're talking about... Yeah.
You're talking about the little arm that goes out.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I mean,
you can get those.
Well, I know.
They're at Costco. They're cheap. I mean, considering.
Compared to actually installing a bidet.
I don't know that I should do that, so I'm not I'm not going to look into that.
But. Well, I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, if you found it pleasurable and it's, you know, you'd have someone install it for you. You're not going to go install that. I think you need it plugs in.
Yeah, right? I don't know how to even, where to even begin.
There's a plug in a little unit that diverts the water.
Usually, this time of year, because the NCAA tournament has canceled.
Yeah.
This is a time of year when lots of people would be all frothy and stoked on March Madness and college basketball and, oh, the betting. And there's also a very popular thing happens during March Madness. Some doctor decided to advertise vasectomies discounts during March Madness. So you'll be able to get your vasectomy and then spend time watching all the basketball that's on TV.
Sure, have a couple of days of recuperation. With the
unfortunately,
peas, bag of peas.
Many people who scheduled their vasectomies around March Madness are now complaining that there's nothing to watch. I wonder if they're even still doing them.
I think that they're saying non-essential surgeries are canceled, aren't they?
I'm going to check on this today, but okay. I had a dentist appointment scheduled for 2 weeks from now. And I actually saw an article or a note at least that said dentist hygienist might be in the worst possible job you could have right now. And I'm guessing they're gonna close, right? I can't say. I
feel
can't
like
speak.
They'd have to.
I don't have any news on exactly how dentist offices are going to handle this. But if you have appointments, you may want to call because based on what I read, your hygienist is at most risk.
And they are already a person who wears gloves and a mask. I would think that'd be a dangerous position to be in. You know, we must have hygienists listening and dentists listening right now. So feel free to text us, 800-400-3697. We'll be doing a whole roundup of those.
Another quick note. Someone came up with an immune-boosting cocktail called a Quarantini. Which
you
is,
do tell.
It looks like it's,
come on, Adele,
probably would work with any of your favorite alcohols. I'm guessing vodka would be the number one, but they're mixing the Quarantini hard alcohol and powdered vitamin C drink mix like Emergency.
That's great.
Emergency has responded to this by saying they don't recommend mixing their product with alcohol.
Well, they can't recommend it. Right. But they put a winky eye emoji after it, right?
Something like that, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. As long as you're getting your vitamin C.
We're happy. That's a great idea.
Back to China for a second. A video of doctors and nurses in Wuhan smiling and removing their masks has been making the rounds on social media. China closed the last of its emergency hospitals last week.
Oh.
After the spread of the virus had finally leveled off. So, you know, it's hard to know what to believe coming out of China because
that sounds like a propaganda photo.
They're communist and there's propaganda is an issue. But on the other hand, hey, maybe they're coming out of it and that'd be great news, right?
It certainly would be. Because that would be a quick turnaround. I mean, talk about, you know, Wuhan is 20 million people. For it to have made its way through and be all the way out the other side seems fast. I was reading yesterday, the very first reported case was like December 31st. I mean, this
is that right?
That's what I read yesterday.
No, I mean, I've been reading so much and much of it ends up changing by the day. So,
but that would be a pretty quick turnaround if it made its way through a population of that many and, you know, however many escaped it, et cetera. That seems fast, but okay.
Hey, before I get back to some things you can do while you're trapped in the house, we missed over the weekend Pi Day, and I know you have a mathematician in the house. Did he bake any pies to celebrate?
Didn't make any pie. We did talk about the fact that it was Pi Day, but we didn't. Ah. Yeah, you know, no pie baking happened, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, that's too bad.
I do like Pi Day. I think that's pretty fun.
Well, right. They on Pi Day, they listed some of the, let me see, uniquely popular pies. Strawberry rhubarb, anybody?
Oh, my God. That is delicious.
Sweet potato pie?
I've never had a sweet potato pie.
French silk pie? I've never heard of that.
Oh, made that one time when we were kids.
Candy cane pie?
Ooh, that sounds like a lot.
Crab pie. Well, anyway, pie
crab
day.
Pie.
Pie day's already passed. I just thought I'm imagine your son, in one way or another, as a math guy, would be into
it. Yeah, that he would be into that. I'll ask him today why we didn't make more of a big deal.
USA Today. Well, probably because, you know, life is very different today than normal.
Yeah.
Yep. Let me see here. So what I wanted to mention is USA Today put out a list of, with concerts postponed, sporting events canceled, schools being closed, all the tourist hotspots are shut down. Now we're seeing closures of restaurants and bars as well. Here are some things, a list of things you can do during self-quarantine. A puzzle. Oh, I was thinking about this too.
Okay.
I had mentioned this to the missus as she's sort of the mail order guy in the house. Maybe we should go and order some games and some things to keep these kids busy. And puzzles would be on the list, right?
Time to play games.
It's not.
Today we're going to spend the entire show putting together this jigsaw puzzle. It's 10,000 pieces and they're all white. Here we go.
According to this USA Today suggestion of good things to keep you busy during the bored quarantine.
There's some boredom. We're only 2 days in and it's boring.
Complete a puzzle. The more pieces, the better.
Mm. That's a good idea. I'm going to do that right now. When we're done with the show, I'm going to go. I have a stash of puzzles and a dining room table we won't be inviting anyone to.
Right. Dust off an old instrument and get some practice.
There you go, Vinny.
I'm doing it. In fact, let me tell you something.
Okay.
To celebrate our lifted quarantine, when that happens, and it hasn't yet, we again are broadcasting from our separate home locations. I would like to do the Green Day intro song live. I'll play guitar and you sing it.
Fantastic. Which
does that sound fun?
How
about
like
She?
Great
Let's
idea.
Do She. That's easy.
Well, I haven't even, I just was, this is
check
just,
out She. That She is pretty easy. I can even play that on guitar. Oh, it's all bass at the beginning. Well, maybe Bryn will play the bass on it.
Do we have a bass? We don't have a bass here.
Bananas at Large, I'm sure, would love a plug for a borrowed bass.
Bananas, ding, ding, shame. Yeah.
Anyway, I think that'd be fun, right? When we finally get back together, we can kick off the show with a live Green Day performance.
Oh, you know what? And I actually think above and beyond that, it's a party when we get back together. Because
who knows
when the next time we're going to see. I miss you already. Like this, I mean, it's fine. It's working out. This works. But it sucks not looking at your faces.
Right. Agreed.
Ugh.
So this isn't something that I'd recommend, but I'll read it because I'm not everybody.
Okay.
Text all your exes just in case you have one more thing you want to get off your chest.
What? That sounds like just opening a snake pit.
Don't do that.
Right. Well, it might keep you from being bored, I guess. Text
whatever.
Your exes
you know
just,
what?
You know, get
be above it.
Kind of verbal fight.
Leave your ex sitting there, not hearing Sup? From you.
Sup, girl? You can't come over. Go back to sleep.
Here's another one, and I agree with this. Read a book.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't read a book in a while, there's great books out there. Read a book.
We should do a... isn't there a Sarah & Vinny recommended list on RadioAlice.com?
There was. I don't know how updated it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, it still has books we liked. I mean, it's probably like we last updated it at the Hunger Games or something 5 years ago. Yeah, I mean, I love to read, and it's actually been nice. I finished one book. I started another. It's all good.
Face masks, moisturizer, a 10-step skincare routine. Great time to pull out your mask and get all your hairs plucked.
Oh, you mean a face mask like an avocado smear?
Yes, yes. Take care of, do all of those grooming and care, health, self-care things that you never have time to get to.
While you're at it, give yourself a haircut.
Write actual letters to family and friends.
Oh, that's a great idea. That is a great idea. My hand hurts so bad now when I write.
I know, because you don't, right?
Right? I just never. Even like, you know, just scribbling a few words down. I was like, oh my God.
One of the things I will absolutely be doing while quarantined is full on spring cleaning, including the garage. I know the rain right now is going to cause an issue for me to pull everything out of there.
Yeah.
But that's happening ASAP.
Yeah.
I'll get all that
stuff.
That's
a great idea. I mean, honestly, just it's much more boring than I thought it would be. This is like a staycation without any fun.
Look at former Oscar winners for films to watch.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So all the best picture winners from years past, go through those.
Why the hell not? See what won in 1972. I have no idea what won in 72. Find out what won in 1972. I might start there.
Coloring books are not just for kids.
That's true. A lot of adults do those now, Vinny.
I like it.
Do you color?
I color every chance I get.
Oh, often, that's adorable. You need to start posting your artwork.
Oh, no. But often at restaurants, I'll be like, hey, can I get one of those too? And I'll color with my kid too.
That's awesome. I haven't colored for so long.
Excuse me, let me check my time. Oh, God, we're getting close. All right. Anyway, this list of things to keep you busy while you're in self-quarantine was on USA Today. I just thought I'd read a few of them. Perfect that recipe you've been meaning to make. That's one other suggestion. Have a Scrabble tournament.
Okay.
No?
That was all right. I find Scrabble frustrating. But that's, you know, and you'd think I'd love it because I love words so much. But it's
I thought you were going to be like, oh my God, I'm
Boggle.
Doing that today.
Yeah. But no one will play Boggle with me because I crush them.
The last thing on the list of things to do while you're self-quarantine, sleep. Get lots of sleep. Yeah. All that time you spend walking around like a zombie, now's your chance.
I wonder if we're all going to come back. We're all going to be shot out of a cannon. Everyone will be like really well rested and, you know, their eyebrows will be plucked. They'll have done their face mask. They'll all be amazing for like a week and then it'll be back to normal. The real world.
Right. Yeah. Let me also mention this is not non-coronavirus news.
Okay.
Looks like the NFL players have narrowly voted to approve a new collective bargaining agreement, which means everyone's favorite TV show will be on for 10 more years.
Oh, gee, thank goodness.
By the way, you know, the rumors about Tommy, your guy.
What do you hear?
Well, I've heard that the Titans are out. They've signed plan to sign the guy that they came with last season, Tannehill. It looks like the 49ers, I don't know if they ever were in it. The rumors were there, but the 49ers have backed out.
Yeah, and that was dumb anyway. We got Garoppolo for
that. Yeah, we're good. We don't need some old guy to come in.
45-year-old dude. Come on.
I don't know if he's going to end up back in New England, but some of the names that are out there have fallen off the list. So,
well, look, you know, if he really wants to play and he really doesn't want to play at New England, he'll find a place. But it's why? He just started a new production company. Have you seen his wife? Like, dude, you got to just spend each day walking around your palace. You know,
I don't know what to
say.
Why
you want
to
hurt yourself?
Also, I wanted to mention this non-coronavirus related story. The latest trend for young people is dressing up like old people.
What?
Granny chic is a thing, and floral print dresses, knitted scarves, crocheted sweaters, glasses with neck chains, and brooches are going to be the big thing for the young set.
Listen, people, quit jacking my style.
It is Golden Girls.
Golden Girls chic.
For the high schoolers.
Yeah. Oh,
you
I don't
down?
Dress like an old lady. I dress like a homeless lady. That's right. I forgot. The one thing I do on that list is the glasses with the chain on them.
You don't dress like an old lady, but you do have a uniform. You have
that's
the
for sure.
Absolute.
Same shoes, pair of jeans, t-shirt, jacket. I don't have the jacket on today. I have a sweatshirt on.
You know what? Have you stayed on, as we're doing this show for the first time from our separate homes, did you stay on that Facebook,
FaceTime
was?
Call we were
yeah, we
on?
All
no,
jumped
no,
off
we
first
jumped
break.
Off that.
So we're all off that. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I will read texts on the other side of this. I did get a question earlier, and I think you asked it, Sarah, about the numbers. It looks like there are 490 people who've tested positive for coronavirus, including 251 in the Bay Area.
Oh, boy.
Wow, we are a hot spot.
Lucky us.
So the total number is at 3,774 in the United States, including 69 deaths.
Oh, so that first number was California.
Just California.
Oh, boy.
The United States is almost at 4,000. So those are the numbers for
you. Let's hope we started the isolation soon enough, because, woo, that's big.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right, I'll read texts on the other side of these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.